Hello, welcome to another audio boo, and this rather echoey space is a corridor in a research facility called Ottobock. It's a company called Ottobock near Hanover in Germany, and we come here for another one of the programmes that we're recording for the Inside the Paralympics series on World Service. So listen on air and look online for details and all that usual kind of stuff. But anyway, what we're looking at is how they make, you know, you've probably seen those blades that amputee athletes use in Paralympic events, and obviously able-bodied Olympics as well, if you think about the likes of Oscar Pistorius and so on. We've come to see how they make those blades. They're made out of carbon fibre, and it's state-of-the-art stuff. And the workshop that we've just walked into here is a testing lab where many of these materials are tested to destruction. So yes, producer Michelle and I have had a fascinating morning here, meeting the engineers and designers who make these blades happen and manufacture them out of about 70 or 80 layers of very thin carbon fibre. And so they're kind of layered up along with a kind of a resin which gives them some strength, holds them together. Then the whole thing is cured in a big pressure cooker for about 2 or 3 hours, and out comes a blade that is both very strong and very rigid, but also very lightweight as well. And you might be thinking, well, why don't they just make these blades really, really springy? Surely that's going to help the athletes. But in fact, there are very strict rules about how much of an embellishment, how much of an augmentation the blades are allowed to be in competition. So it's a real balancing act behind or a balancing act around having a blade that works and is functional, but is also legal and within the spirit of the games. So that's what we've been doing here this morning. Producer Michelle is setting up a couple of microphones here. We're going to do a last little bit of recording, and then that's it, back to London. And that's been my audio boo about this next phase of our recording for Inside the Paralympics. Fascinating stuff.